Sharing traumatic stories can increase awareness and charitable giving, but does it always help those afflicted? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Oscar Fernandez, Senior Instructor in University Studies at Portland State University, finds out.
We all have seen these TV commercials, adults and children in precarious conditions peering into cameras while voiceover asks for our monetary support. When scholars critique the exploitation of such traumatic conditions, they generally focus on international development agencies that advertise traumatic stories and historical sites of violence to increase charitable giving. However, our study explored how such exploitation strategies are extended to higher education institutions. Queer, trans, Black, Indigenous students of color co-authored the study. They described their experiences whenever university-specific diversity workshops and scholarship applications prompted them to recall traumatic stories. Sharing such experiences in workshops is generally considered one way to teach dominant groups about the plight of minoritized peoples. The co-authors concluded that diversity workshops and diversity scholarship applications tokenize them and impact them negatively. For example, a co-author explained the impact in one alarming way. "What upsets me the most is the essays we're expected to write for scholarships and opportunities to succeed. This concept of selling my sob story is traumatic. As I continue with my higher education, I am vigilant about retelling my story for money all over again." This study revealed that trauma tourism exists in higher education's diversity workshops and scholarships. We concluded that universities need to do more to disrupt the emotional labor that minoritized college students associate with diversity workshops and scholarships. Instead, diversity workshops and scholarship applications need to ask asset-based questions to honor minoritized students' cultural wealth.
That was Oscar Fernandez of Portland State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.